It's the Met City Soccer Show. I am Matt Swift, and Charlotte FC are back at the bank this weekend, taking on that fake Queen City FC Cincinnati and their stupid, ugly, ridiculous, gross Skyline Chili. Speaking of chili, Met City Collective, this weekend at the tailgate, we are doing a chili cook-off. Sign-up sheets have went out via email to our members, and we also have the link in our member Slack. We've had a few people sign up already. We're going to have judges for it. The winner gets a MCC Charlotte FC prize pack. Should be fun. A good addition to the tailgate, and something I think we're going to try to start doing every single year. So be sure to come out and have some fun with that. As you can see, and if you're listening to this on the podcast, I am wearing our purple crown jewel kit. We will be rocking that this weekend. We're not going to be rolling with the Explorer kit, so wear your purple this weekend. As for our opponent, Cincinnati sit in first place in the Eastern Conference. They are undefeated, 3 wins, 2 draws. They've only allowed 2 goals this season. They've only scored 5, but they are certainly tough to beat. One of the players to watch, of course, is their number 10, Acosta. You saw what he did against us last season, last time he was here. He basically dribbled the whole entire field and scored. He has 2 of the 5 goals so far this season. He's someone that, of course, we're going to have to keep track of. Like last game, we let Cucho Hernandez free a couple times. We're not going to be able to do that against Acosta. Again, someone that you're going to have to foul in the middle of the field. Someone that you can't, like, start running at our defense. And also, too, got to be mindful between that back line and that midfield, whether that be Westwood, Diani, whoever's going to be that midfield pairing. You can't leave that gap like we did a couple of times against Columbus. That's going to be key. Got to shut Acosta down, make sure he doesn't get off to a good start. Acosta does lead the league in key passes, but other than that, team stat-wise, Cincinnati is very much middle of the road in every single category. Yes, they're undefeated, but they had that 0-0 draw against Toronto. They didn't look very good there. Then they beat a not very great Chicago side 2-1. Then they draw DC United 0-0. And then they beat a very poor New England side and a even poorer NYCFC side. So I take them being undefeated with a grain of salt. Cincinnati may have been preoccupied with CONCACAF Champions Cup. Now that that's out of the way, now they can refocus. But the interesting thing about Cincinnati is they do better when they do not have possession. Every single game that they've won, they have not had the lion's share of possession. The games where they did have possessions are the ones that they struggled with. So just something to look out for this Saturday. Cincinnati will have Miles Robinson back. He was on international duty with the U.S. men's national team. He has 1 of the 5 goals for Cincinnati this season. He also has 20 clearances. He's going to be someone that's going to be really important defensive-wise. He's played every single minute except for last weekend when he was gone for international duty. So someone that's going to be important and a key addition back for Cincinnati. Cincinnati also has DeAndre Yedlin. He'll be playing right wing back. It's someone that we're going to have to be mindful of. He's going to be coming down their right side. That's going to be our left side. So as he comes forward, we're going to have to pick him up. He's really good. He's got the speed. He's really good about putting balls in. So just someone that we're going to have to keep mindful of as they come forward. For Charlotte FC, we need to come out aggressive. I think we need to press and press a lot in that first half. Keep them pinned back. I mentioned DeAndre Yedlin. I want to make sure that he's not coming forward. As much as he could play defense, the better. Also, too, we're going to have the bulk of possession, and that's great. But something to be mindful of is making sure Cincinnati does not beat us on the break. We need to be defensively sound. We need to watch Acosta coming through the middle. He's going to be the key. Got to shut him down, making sure he doesn't have time on the ball, and I think we'll be okay. I would like to see Urinen come back in at left back. Other than that, though, I think Dean Smith is pretty much going to keep the same lineup. Arfield, though, was training off to the side today, so I'm not sure what his status is going to be for Saturday. Maybe you slide in Tavares for him. Other than that, I think we'll see pretty much the same lineup, and I'm okay with that. Again, I think we need to be aggressive on the front foot. Gianni's played great, so I don't see taking him out. Westwood, of course. Hopefully he'll score another banger. Can't take him out. So I think we're pretty much going to see the same lineup. You might be wondering about Enzo Copetti. he is back in training and training with the main group. So that is good news. Again, I don't think he'll start this game, but at least he could be an option off the bench. And of course, the big question is, where is Leo Abada? He should be getting in today. Will he be in the squad Saturday? I'm not sure. I think there might be a little event for him next week. Some details should be coming out about that soon. So I don't know if he's going to be in the squad this weekend, but it's good to have him here. I'm very excited, but hopefully he'll be able to suit up for Saturday. Hopefully this Saturday we do not get into a situation that we did last weekend where the referee has literally lost his mind and we have an insane game. Yes, we won, but I don't want to have to go through that again. That was super stressful. I do think this game will be a low-scoring affair. Like I said, Cincinnati has had trouble scoring. We sort of have been too. We both have 5 goals on the season. Cincinnati has not let in a lot of goals. Their goalkeeper is very, very good. So I could see this being a 0-0 draw, or even better, a Charlotte FC 1-0 win. What are your thoughts? Let us know. And guys, I will see you Saturday.